This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The U.S. economy is in bad shape. So is public confidence. New surveys this week showed consumer confidence low and people in Ohio and New York State skeptical that this country's on the road to recovery. NPR's Juan Williams will join us in a moment to talk about how the economy may affect President Obama's popularity, thus affect his policies. But first, General Motors emerged from bankruptcy as a new company this week without the huge labor, health care, and retirement costs that helped run up its massive debt. But can this new company sell cars, especially in a depressed economy? Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports on the new GM.
GM's headquarters will remain in the Renaissance Center with the great views of the Detroit River, but the new GM will leave many of its heaviest burdens behind. More than half the company's $45 billion in debt is gone. Profit-eating divisions like Pontiac, Hummer, Saturn, and Saab will be sold or ended. CEO Fritz Henderson says the old resistance to change is also gone.
The bottom line is business as we've known it, and as we've had it up today, business as usual is over at General Motors.
GM's emergence from bankruptcy happened in a startling 40 days. The company didn't even have time to finalize a big management shakeup. More than a third of its top executives could go as the automaker eliminates layers of organizational structure. Henderson says the ones left behind have proof GM can change and change fast.
Starting today, we want to take that intensity, the decisiveness, and the speed of these last several weeks, and then transfer it from the battlefield triage of the bankruptcy process to the day-to-day operation of the new company.
Many executives will go, but the company has found another job for Bob Lutz. He's an auto industry old-timer with a reputation for shaking things up. He was due to retire, but he'll stay on to help GM sell its new image. Lutz admits the new company has a lot of the same people in charge, but he thinks things will be different now.
We have all always chafed under the ritualistic and ponderous organizational structure and decision-making pace of General Motors. So a lot of us see this as freedom at last.
Lutz says GM has the best portfolio of cars and trucks in its history right now, ironically at a low point in its existence. But consumer perceptions lag. Lutz says one of the first things people will notice about the new GM is a more aggressive marketing style. He says the old GM was reticent about self-promotion. Now if GM has a best-in-class vehicle, everyone's going to know about it.
Tell it like it is. Tell it forcefully. If some people don't like it, that's just too bad. But at least you're getting through to the others.
GM may be able to make some headway against negative perceptions, but there's not a lot it can do about near-historic declines in consumer confidence. Until the economy improves, U.S. car sales won't improve. Rebecca Lindland of IHS Global Insight says this is going to take time.
This reminds me, you know, of people coming out of the hospital, and you can't expect GM to just come bouncing right back.
Meanwhile, GM's liabilities and unwanted assets could linger for years in bankruptcy court. But new GM says it can now break even if total industry-wide U.S. car sales are just 10 million a year. That could be a good thing. So far, sales for 2009 are running at a pace below 10 million. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.